back to the Steve Cochran Show.
No, Mom's going to do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we got to get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow, then. Gobble, gobble. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Ah, that makes me smile. 7:14. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve is back next week. A Thanksgiving Day tradition. I know a lot of people play football on Thanksgiving Day, but the annual Turkey Day run, it's in its 39th year. And on the phone with us is Dan Larkin. Dan, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, Pete. I'm doing well. How are you?
39 years for the Turkey Day run? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's been going on right there in Lincoln Park for 39 years. We're really excited for tomorrow.
I've done this race many, many times, and the people that turn out, you think, maybe there'd be 100, 150 people. It is a packed race.
Yeah, it's a packed race, but we have wide open streets on Lakeshore Drive. We're the only race to be able to use two inner lanes of Lakeshore Drive right there in Lincoln Park. We fit 8,000 people on our course, all there to support the work of the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
I mean, it's just you guys are doing good work and you're having some fun, and people are always looking for something to do on Thanksgiving morning. What do you do? Because you're not going to eat until like 2 in the afternoon. Why don't you come by and do the run?
Exactly. We have a 5K and 8K Plymouth Rock Ramble for kids ages 8 to 12. So the whole family, or as we like to say, your whole flock, can take part in the event. Followed by, we also have our Turkey Day tailgate. So we have cornhole, we have football toss, a kids zone with bouncy house, a warm apple cider. Really great way to get your morning started.
I love the fact that this is such a family event, too, because you will see the kids, who always beat us anyway, but you'll see the kids, you'll see the families, and I love the costumes, too. I think it's so cool. You see
so
pilgrims,
funny.
Turkeys. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty interesting to see what kind of Turkey Day themed or Thanksgiving Day themed costumes people will come up with. We also have a costume contest for our group, so it's we challenge them to get more and more unique each year.
Dan, do you dress up?
I personally do not dress up. we do have our staff uniform to wear, but we do have our turkey mascot that will be out there with all the kids taking photos and such. So many people dressing up. It's really a sight to see.
And Chicago Food Depository, of course, people can bring canned foods down there, but it's such a great organization. I've worked with them for years. They do such great work here in Chicago.
They are amazing partners of ours. I didn't know until I started working with the race that the Greater Chicago Food Depository supports 1 in 6 Chicagoans who don't know where their next meal is going to come from. I was astonished by that number. I didn't realize that hunger was such an issue in Chicago. So we actually, you can make online donations when you register for the race. We're already at $15,000 that we've raised for their work, as well as last year we brought in 7,000 pounds of food that was donated by the participants.
Look at that.
We encourage everybody to bring food to the race.
You bring up the Chicago Food Depository. I've been to the facility many times. I've volunteered at the facility. Everybody that's there is happy. There's no grumpy people. Everybody that's involved with the Greater Chicago Food Depository is happy. And think about it. They just want to feed people here in Chicago. That's their job.
Right. And think how long it takes to go to the store and buy peanut butter, some jelly, you know, maybe $25 worth of food, $20 worth of food.
Right.
That fills up a whole box.
Doesn't take anything. I know.
It's great. And going out there as well, you see their food kitchen where they teach people how to work in a kitchen as well. So they're not just about handing out food. They're also teaching people how to work. And then they transition into jobs here in local Chicago restaurants as well.
Dan, what time does the race start tomorrow?
Race starts at 9 a.m. However, we're shutting down the exits on Lakeshore Drive at 8:30 in the morning. So you want to get there a little bit early.
I mean, you can run on Lakeshore Drive right there. That's a thrill in itself. And this thing is just one big party. I mean, anybody can do a 5K. Come on. It's a piece of cake. I have a boot on my foot, Dan, or I'd be running in this race.
That's awesome. Definitely. 5K is definitely a doable distance for anybody. Take that extra challenge and go for the 8K. It's a great distance. You can run, walk, or jog the race. We have a pretty lenient time due to the lack of traffic on Thanksgiving morning. So
that's awesome.
You can come out.
What is your time in a 5K, Dan? I'm sure you're a runner. You've been running for years, right?
I'm actually not as fast as people would think, somebody working in a race industry, but probably about a 35, 39-minute 5K.
39 minutes 5K. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a 13-minute mile.
Take your time.
You have a jogger outside giving you a big thumbs up.
Yes,
I think
that's
she's warming up for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I like to get my money's worth on the course.
And people can still register. What's the website?
We are turkeyday-run.com.
Okay.
Dan, I got to remember that. I love that. So when I pull like a, 2-hour 5K, I can just say I really enjoyed my time on the course.
I really enjoyed
my time. Yeah, you wanted to get your money's worth.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great. Dan Larkin. Thank you, Dan. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, take care. 39th annual Turkey Day Run happening tomorrow in Lincoln Park. It's a great event.
It's fun.
It's
too,
so great
with the fan.
And you're right. The people in the costumes. I forgot about that.
They're dressed up as pilgrims.
I sweat too much. I can't put on a pilgrim costume and the hat.
You of all people, I would see putting on a pilgrim costume.
I know.
Look
I would.
Good in that.
I would look great. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
Okay.
Running in those shoes might be a little difficult. Though.
This is the man who wore a Christmas tree suit to the
it's
Christmas
in my closet.
Party.
If you watched Fox last Sunday, Fox kickoff Sunday at 10 a.m., I was in a pilgrim suit. With Luke Kanellis and Dan Hampton.
See, I like when you look like Olivia Newton-John in the physical video with the sweatband, right? Remember? And then you had the wrist sweatbands on.
Got to have a costume.
Yeah.